你不用，你只要背。
大家好，我是 Kelly。
我是伊莎莎。
他要背那个66卷那个 Bible the book。那他们是用唱的。
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st Kings and King, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah,Haggai, Zechariah, and the last book, Malachi.
他要背那个新约。
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, and the letters of the Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, and Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, and Philemon.Hebrews and Book of James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd 3rd John, Jude and Revelation.
好，我们两个要一起背那个Psalm 1。然后呢，我已经跟他讲过了，不可以在台上纠正我。如果我背错的话，来，在家他就说，妈，不是啦，是 the.That 我说好，不可以，就算我背错，你也不可以纠正我。OK，所以我们念那个 Psalm 1
Ready?
Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
He is
but
like
his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither, whatever he does prospers.
Not so the wicked.
They are like chaff that the wind blows away.
Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the way of judgment, nor sinner in the assembly of righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of righteous, but the way of the sinner will perish.
我们因为那个卡有限，所以一家一张，但是那个数字是不一样的。人越多，当然就越多。好，来，你们要背吗？
三尺木，我的膀子撑而来，我的膀子撑的点点。两相高三尺木，我的膀子从何来？我的膀子从早前地地耶和华而来。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路，哈利路亚，
耶和华而来。
Isaiah 56. Though we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to us away. Isaiah 53:6. But he was wounded for our transgression. Isaiah 53:6. See, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Ephesians 6:1.
好，另外一个班也要背吗？好，那 OK， 那我们请Priscilla 跟 Rebecca。
Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with the promise that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, in fear and trembling and singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will doing service as unto the Lord, and not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye master, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of person with them. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take unto you the whole armor of God, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication for in the Spirit, and watching there unto you with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known of the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bounds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye may know our affairs and how we do, and that ye might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren and love from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be to them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen.
Alan, Daniel and David. Oh. 你们是谁先 ？OK， 好，来最可爱的最先，站到这边来。
Corinthians 13. Love. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am nothing. But I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If
For I have the gift of prophecy and confess from all mysteries and all knowledge, and have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flesh, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, it always trusts, it always hopes, it always perseveres. Love never fails.
First Peter chapter 5. To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you may receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert, because your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kinds of sufferings. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To God, to him be the power for ever and ever. Amen. With the help of Silas, whom I regard as a faithful brother, and I have written to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. She who is in Babylon, chosen together with you, sends her your greeting. And so does my son Mark. Greet each other with a kiss of love. Peace to all you who are in Christ.
Second Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, and those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as the Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. Therefore, I'll make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. And we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation, for prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
Good job.
好，那我们接下来请文虎家哈，那全部都上来好吗？我们一家一家来背哈。我们有的家庭呢，我问他们说你们要背多少，他说我们有多少时间。好，有的人是可以背几，大概可以上百节的，这样一直背下来，但是我说我们没有那么多时间哈，所以他们就大概背一张。
创世纪一到五节，起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，月面黑暗。神说要有光，神的灵运行在水面上。神说要有光，就有了光。神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这是头一日。
Aleph, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with their whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes, then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I'll praise thee with the brightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes, oh, forsake me not utterly. Bait. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I thought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word.
Gimel,
deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou my eyes, that I may behold the wondrous thing and my law. I am a stranger in the earth, hide not my commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgment at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that thou cursed, with due order thy commandments. Princes also sit and speak against me, but thy servant demanded in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselor.
Proverbs 2:1-22. My son, if thou will receive my words and hide thy commandments with thee, so that thou incline thy ear to wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou craftest with knowledge and loosest thy words for understanding, if thou seekest her for silver and searchest her as for hidden treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous, he is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He giveth the path of judgment, he preserveth the way of saints. Then shall thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. And wisdom entereth into thy heart, and knowledge is present unto thy soul. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. To deliver thee from the way of an evil man, from if man speaketh forth thee, who lead the path of righteousness to walk in the way of darkness. Rejoice to do evil, delight in the furtherance of wicked, whose way are crooked, and there are forbidden paths. To deliver thee from the way of a stranger woman, even from the stranger which flatters in her words, which forsaketh the God of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. Then that go unto her shall return again, neither take hold of the path of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good and keep the path of righteousness. For the upright shall dwell in it, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Proverbs 2:1-22.
John 14:1-31. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If he had known me, he should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffereth us. Jesus answered unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, and how seest thou then? Show us the Father. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. If he shall ask anything in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If he shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If he love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it knoweth him not, neither seeth him. But ye know him, and have seen him, because he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Oh, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day, ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. If he that keepeth my commandments, he that loveth me, keepeth, he that hath my commandments, them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Jesus said unto him, not as a carrier, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and I will come unto him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I have given unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto my Father, for my Father is greater than I. These things have I spoken unto you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. After I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and that the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. John 14, 1-31.
我背跟 Grace 一样的经文，我只是把它背得翻成中文了。诗篇119篇，行为完全、遵行耶和华律法的，这人变为有福；遵守他的法度、一心寻求他的，这人变为有福。这人不做非义的事，但遵行他的道。耶和华啊，你曾将你的训词吩咐我们，为要我们殷勤遵守。但愿我行事坚定，得以遵守你的律例。我看重你的一切命令，就不至于羞愧。我学了你公义的判语，就要以正直的心称谢你。我必守你的律例，求你总不要丢弃我。少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。我一心寻求了你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。耶和华啊，你是应当称颂的。我用嘴唇求你将你的律例教训我，我用嘴唇传扬你的一切典章。我喜悦你的法度胜过喜悦一切的财物。我要默想你的训词，看重你的道路。我要在你的律例中自乐，我不忘记你的话。求你用厚恩待你的仆人，使我存活，我就遵守你的话。求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法中的奇妙。我是在地上做寄居的，求你不要向我隐瞒你的命令。我时常切慕你的典章，甚至心碎。守咒诅偏离你命令的骄傲人，你已经责备他们。求你除掉我所受的羞辱和藐视，因我遵守你的法度。只有首领坐着枉认我，你仆人却思想你的律例。你的法度是我所喜乐的，是我的谋士。
他们实在很棒哈，我盼望呢，我们下一次呢 ，maybe 4个月以后呢，有更多的大人能够上来背哈。大人呢，大家记忆力不好呢，你只要背10节就可以了哈。10节，你不敢的话呢，10节就可以了。那刚才那个 Arthur 有讲说要收那个 Malcolm， 他们说要收那个后面的那个刚才填的那个单子哈。好，那我们还有那个 Ivana 跟。最后哈，伊玛娜跟那个 Elizabeth 呀、
yeah. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Psalm 103, Acts 4:12.Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name, Jesus, under heaven, given among men by which we must be saved. 1 Corinthians 13:14. For the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. John 14:6.Jesus said to them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Mark 15:16. And he said to them, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Proverbs 35:6. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar. Deuteronomy 18:22. When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord had not said. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. Titus 3:5. Not because of righteousness for things we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. Acts 16:29-31. And he called for a light, ran in, fell down, trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5:22-23. 圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。
OK。感谢主背得很好，但我们接下来我们就有见证的时间，是佑光跟德利。好，他们有一些见证有关那个家庭度假营，他们在里面的一些见证。
国际家庭更新协会所举办的家庭度假营。邱清泰博士和余淑君女士是嘉兴的创办人。家庭度假营每年都请到极受欢迎的讲员，经由小组分享以及实用又有力的讯息、赞美的诗歌，让我们更深刻地体会到家的宝贵，并祝福着每一个人。在两性关系中有更多的认识与了解，多样又具启发性的单元性节目也祝福每一个家庭更加的甜蜜温馨。5天4夜的营会中，孩子们也有着许多欢乐精彩的活动，经验丰富的领队总能在极短的时间里和孩子们打成一片。我们也为有特殊需要的孩子安排了特别的照顾，所以父母们都能安心地享受营会。志趣相投的好友，有欢笑，有汗水，有点点滴滴难忘的回忆，这是许多家庭年复一年参加营会的动力。因为 青少年们喜欢这里，孩童们想念这里，这里的确是一个家长和孩子可以同乐的欢喜园地。还记得那初次的相约吗？烛光与玫瑰，音乐与气氛，还有无尽的欢笑与祝福。愿您的家满有恩典，幸福温馨。
我们先让 Elizabeth 分享她去这个家庭度假营，我们去了非常多年，好，请她分享一下孩子在做些什么。
Going to a family vacation camp is very fun and exciting. You can relax there with all kinds of recreational activities to do. For example, you can go boating, play basketball in a gym, rock climbing, zip line, archery, and many more. While the parents are in class, children have fun learning more about God. Every day, there are new activities to do at day camp, such as slip and slide,fun games, go to the swimming pool, go to the creek, and more. On one of the days, the youth take a trip to Boardwalk. Family vacation camp really is a fun place to be for the whole family.
大家好，我这次可能是第二次，去年也做过一次本梦险。那我觉得这个度假营哦，它有各个方面，就是。小孩子方面像 Elizabeth 刚才讲的他们有很多 activity， 然后不仅有圣经的教导，还有在他们这个 growing 这段各个阶段他们都会引导他们，那是由那个 Mount Hermon 的那些 staff 来教，所以而且 Mount Hermon 的那个风景很好，然后后面有一个山，然后还有很多那些他有很多 activity， 很 exciting。 那至于这个大人方面呢，也分两个方面哈，一个就是夫妻之间的关系，一个是亲子之间的关系。那夫妻之间的关系是非常重要的，你知道，假如说夫妻没有一个良好关系，那其他的关系就不用再说了。那所以在夫妻之间的建造方面哈，我们可以得到很多，不管是从讲员来的，还有从其他家庭的。分享啊，那有些东西你不是只听到你就会，有些是让你看到，然后还要你自己去做啊。那亲子间的关系呢，那更是难。比如大家都知道，这小孩子越长越大，他们的意见越来越多。那怎么样让这个亲子之间能够真的很融洽？这是一个真的很难自己摸索得来的。哦，所以那家庭住下去，他大概有100多个家庭参加。那我们可以看到这么多的家庭，他们怎么去增进他们之间家庭的和谐？哦，我们都可以看到，或者我们可以问他们。哦，所以我觉得这是一个很难得的机会。哦，很难得有100多个家庭在一起，然后也可以很难得的机会让你能够想问什么就问什么。好，那。我今天到这边。
我想要讲的是，我觉得婚姻关系哈，其实是需要学习的。就像我们对神的话也要一直学习，要一直来聚会哈。那我们很感谢神，在结婚来一年多就接触到这个家庭更新协会的我们第一次参加是参加恩爱夫妇营。那时候我记得第一次一开始他就 问我们一个问题，就说你对你的婚姻，你用一个 picture 来形容。我觉得我那时候的 picture 哈是一个农夫跟一头牛，跟他耕田的牛，那看起来是很和谐，那、啊、可是实在没什么好讲的，没什么好沟通的。可是真的借由这样子的淫秽哈，真的让我们之间的关系啊，真的越来越好。那而且后来我们参加这个家庭度假营非常多年啊，每一次真的就是不管是从讲员，因为他除了讲员以外，还有很多 interactive 的活动、家庭的活动，还有探讨夫妻之间、亲子之间的一些问题，然后还有很棒的亲人晚宴，跟就是跟在神的面前重新立婚约。那我觉得就是需要每一年我们都去哈，然后孩子都非常的高兴，非常爱这个营会。那我觉得每一次都是去好像去 renew 一下我们家庭的关系，然后愿意花一点时间、花一点钱来投资在这个家庭是非常值得的。我也听到很多的见证啊，是就是有人参加以后哈，他听了他去了以后，他说他就后悔了。后悔没有早一点参加，因为可能朋友五年前就告诉他都没有参加，他说这么好的地方怎么朋友告诉我怎么没有马上去啊，他就不过他还是觉得很棒哈，就是能够参加这么好的营会。然后也听到很多的见证，就是本来已经濒临要离婚的，结果去参加了以后就挽回了他们的婚姻。所以很鼓励大家今年能够好好把握，今年是20周年。那请来的讲员是简春安教授跟刘志雄长老夫妇哈，其实这两位真的都是名嘴。然后简春安教授，你听他讲哈，你会从头笑到尾，而且是寓教于乐，会有很多可以让你好好思想的哈。然后刘志雄长老也是非常有名，在台湾 Good TV 啊，常常会看到他上电视，他自己也写了非常多的书。所以很鼓励大家一起去参加这样的营会，也能够受到这样的好处。而且像刚才影片上看那些活动啊，真的是非常棒哈。它还有那个全美唯就是北美洲唯一的那个 canopy tour， 就是你吊在树上，你刚可能看到从一个树飞到另外一个树，这样其实是非常安全的哈。那个也非常有意思。好，那我们先到这里。如果有什么关于报名有什么问题欢迎来跟我们联络。
好，谢谢你这个见证。我们有机会的话也可以去参加，在8月中号，那他们会有 booth 在那个地方，如果大家有兴趣可以再跟他们多拿一些 information。 那另外就是我们是不是该主日学的小朋友要去上课？今天那没什么时间了。那Anita， 我们时间很短了，所以你可不可以 cut？ 就是你原来说要20分钟，可能验一半的话，大概7分钟。
好，大家好，我是 Anita， 然后我今天的见证，要讲英文 ，Bobby 上来。Yeah, my name is Anita, and my testimony today is just going to be talking about what God has been showing me in the past 3 months and a little bit before that.
大家好，我要跟大家分享我在这三个月内所学习到的东西。
And the first question that came to me from God is just, do I love Him with all of my heart?
所以第一个问题，神要我回答的是，我是不是全心的来爱他？
And I did some research and I actually found that. It says in the Bible 4 times that love the Lord God with all your heart.
So, 我刚刚做了一些研究，在圣经上面一共有4次就提到说你要爱你的尽心尽意爱你的神。
And I also looked up the word heart in Greek.
那我也用了那个心，它是用希腊文来看。
So it actually means mind, intention, affection, or desire.
他就是有心意跟愿意跟 desire， 想法愿望。Yeah.
So do I love him with all of my mind, all of my intention, all of my affection, and all of my desire?
So 我是不是真的来爱神用全部的有点像全心啊。
And so the verse for that is delight yourself in the Lord and he shall give you the desires of your heart.
所以在圣经上有说爱你的神那他就会给你所需要的。
Now when we read the second half of this verse, he shall give you the desires of your heart.
所以他那个第二段他是说他会给你所想要的。
We become very excited because I know all of us have desires.
那 我们每一个人都有想他自己心里所想要的。
But we can't just cut off half of the verse and only want half. We have to keep the whole verse. And what God showed me was I have to delight myself in him. And then my delight will be in him, so the desires will come from him. That kind of makes sense.
当我们不能把经文就是捡我们自己想要听的所以刚刚那个经文是说你要先爱主他才会给你你所想要的。
Mm-hmm. And the second verse that God gave me
那第二个经文神给我的是
It's actually the verse that I got in the beginning of this year.
那这个是在我今年一开始的时候呢所拿到的。
In the little 红包。
你的金句的红包。
It's Romans 12:2.
在罗马书十二章第二节。
It says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
就是不要效法这个世界只要心意更新而变化。
So again, I looked this up in the Greek language.
我也是去查考了这个希腊文的原文。
And conform actually means to fall into the external and fleeting fashions of this age.
Wow, that's too deep. what is that? Conforming means?
Fall into the external and fleeting fashions of this age.
Where is it?
Right there.
External accepting. Oh, okay. 就说要来跟着这个世界，等于是在这个世界里面被塑造。
So this is something that reminded me. Am I falling into that? Am I going into that? Do I am I conforming to this world?
所以我就在问说，我到底是不是因为就等于效法了这个世界
？And the next word transformed.
下一个字是变化。
This word is actually used for Jesus' transformation on the Mount.
那个你们知道在宝身上那个神transfiguration 是变相。Yeah.
When he became from his earthly form to his heavenly form.
那时候呢，他就是从人的形象变成神的形象。
So I realized as I'm going through life journey of life that God is transforming me from earthly to heavenly and preparing me. To go out there.
那就像我们人在世上的时候，我们都是要从人的形象慢慢变为神的形象。
And the last word is renewing.
那最后一个字呢是更新。
So I thought to myself, why renewing?
那我就在想到底为什么要更新呢
？Why are we renewing our minds? Can't we just like change it forever?
那我们就说我们变化就好了，为什么要更新呢
？Then I thought of We have to renew our minds to the mindset of Adam, where his delight was in the Lord.
那我们就想到一开始，亚当他的心意呢是要跟随神的。
And he walked with the Lord daily.
那时候呢，他跟神每天在行走。
He talked with the Lord daily.
那他每天跟神讲话。
And he made him his best friend.
And 那个时候呢，神是亚当最好的朋友。
So that's what I'm trying to do. And just this past month, God has just really been. It's really been my desire just to make him my best friend.
所以呢，我在那边想的时候呢，我也要让神变成我最好的朋友。
And the other day I was reading my Bible.
那天我前几天我在读我的圣经。
And I was just God, I really want to see. I really, really, really want to know you.
所以我就说，神，我真的真的很想要来认
识你。Like I can feel you just sometimes, but I want to feel you all the time.
所以呢，我希望呢，我能够在每一天，在随时都可以感受到你。
So I felt the Lord telling me, I want to tell you things, I really do. But are you ready to listen? Are you ready to take it in?
那我就感觉到神就跟我说，我要跟你讲话，但是你有没有已经准备好要听我的话呢
？Are you ready to take my words and put it into action?
你愿不愿意 听我的话之后呢，来去行呢？
So that was a really big opening for me.
那这个就对我来说有很大的开启。
And one last thing is, before I left headquarters, IBLP headquarters in Chicago.
那我是在从 IBLP 的这个总部回来的时候之前。
Somebody told me, Jesus can take you somewhere you have never even dreamed of.
那他是说呢，神可以带你到你从来没有想过的地方。
So hold on to him.
So 你要紧紧的抓住他。
God seemed to tell me.You can't do that if you're holding on to your pride, if you're holding on to your possessions, and you're putting your security in other things.
那如果呢？但是说，如果说你是在着重在你的你所有的东西，或者你的骄傲的话呢，那他就没有办法带他要到你带你去的地方。
I have two verses that go with that, and that is the next one.
那个两个。
下一个。No, okay. Well, it's actually the eyes of the Lord run to and fro over the earth to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him. 没关系, I have another 经济.
Okay.
And then the next one is 1 Corinthians 2:9.
1 Corinthians, 这是 Corinthians 是 Corinthians 2章。
And so it says, the eye has not seen, nor has the ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man, which is us, entered into the heart of Anita, what God has prepared for Anita, if she loves him. So I invite you to go on this journey and this challenge you to go on this journey with me and just seeking him with your whole heart, like your whole heart. And then just making him your best friend and holding solely on to him. So yeah.Thank you.
Thank you. 哇，还是吧，就是说我邀请你们，就是对神要认真，然后要爱他，全心全意的来爱他，那他就可以带你到你从来没有想到的地方。
感谢主在年轻人的身上有这么大的一个教导。那我们接下来请全方好吗？全方，可能要自我介绍一下，因为很多人可能还不熟。
谢谢大家，我叫刘全方，是那个基督工人神学院的那个学生，可能跟大部分人还不是很熟哈。我就今天在这里呢，就跟大家分享一下神怎么带领我信主，怎么带领我来到这里读神学，这样一个过程哈。我是在国内就是长大哈，受无神论的那个教育长大，所以跟我不晓得有没有人哈是受这样教育长大，可能这样子的话呢，大家会有一些共鸣。那好。是，那我在长大的过程呢，一直就是从读书开始啊，从什么就是这个没有神的人不可能是神造的哈，人是自己就是这个慢慢进化的，然后这样子，这样的教育一直到我读完书，然后我出来工作都是这样，我也不认为世上有神啊，虽然我父母有时候也去有一些拜拜啊，这样子过年过节啊，但我也不晓得他们是不是懂得这样拜，是拜神还是拜什么，他们求的是一个平安，一个家人的平安，一个家人的健康，这样子的一个情况。那我自己呢也是这样子，就是我也不觉得是说世上有什么神啊，有什么，但是呢我也会随着他们就是过年过节啊，有时候也去拜拜啊，这样。然后我第一次听福音其实在七年多以前，然后我那个时候在上海工作，我有一个同事，他是个基督徒，我那个时候工作的时候呢，有一个就是我们所在的环境呢就不是很就比较压力比较大，然后呢我就看到他，就是大家都比较就心情不是很好，很容易冲动那种，但我这个同事呢就是很有，每次都是好像有大老板给他撑腰那样子，然后有什么事情呢他就很淡定，然后虽然他也很忙，也很多事情要做，但是他会很淡定，而且他会就是很就跟每人讲话呢都会很心平气和的去讲。那然后我就觉得很奇怪，我就有一段时间以后我就跟他聊起来， 然后他就说哦，他说我因为我这样子，因为我信我是基督徒，我信神。然后我在想是什么样的神哈，我也想能不能我也信一下哈，然后可以给我这样子的支持哈。后来他跟我说，他说这位神呢，他创造天地，然后他是这个永在的神。然后呢，他说神是就是人是他创造的，而且人呢后来他创造以后人又有了罪，犯罪以后呢没办法自救，然后他就把他的独生儿子赐给我们，然后呢人呢又不懂他不认识他这个儿子，然后呢又把他定时价定死了，死了以后三天又他复活了，然后在天上，他说你只要信他，然后他就会除掉你的罪啊，然后就会给你带来平安啊，然后他就会每天跟你同在啊，这样子。我一听我说哇哦，这么迷信啊，我就说这么迷信啊，我说对，我那个时候我就觉得说好迷信，我不觉得不好像不是这样子的，我说我跟我几十年来受的教育不一样，然后当然我就觉得说哦，原来你是有这样的力量，但你有这样子的迷信在你心中哈。但后来呢我就没有跟他多聊，没有跟他很多的聊，但到了后面他还是会跟我有空的会跟我传福音啊，跟我讲神给他的带领啊，给他的见证啊，这样子。但我呢我就不冷不热的，我就觉得说这个好像离我很远。那然后神其实也很奇妙，然后我自己生活中有后来就发生两件事情，一个呢就是我自己养了一个小狗哈，后来就出了车祸突然死了。这个时候我就真的是在考虑，就在想了我这生命是什么，然后死了以后会怎么样，真的是会有复活这个事情吗，真的会有永生这个事情吗。在思考，但是还是跟我之前就是真的这么多年受的教育有很大的冲突，只是在思考。但过了没几个月，我后来就在走在街上被人家抢了我的包，我就说真的是就我就觉得说，因为我在上海算是国内比较治安比较好的城市哈，我就觉得说我就很不安全。然后我又想起那个Sandy，就我的这位同事跟我讲的说神会与你同在，每天与你同在。我说真有这么一位神吗？真的是每天跟你同在吗？每时每刻跟你同在吗？所以从那个时候我就开始认真的就跟我的这位同事来请教。然后呢这个同事呢他也开始带我来读圣经，但之前他已经送给我一本圣经，但我也没碰过。他开始带领我读圣经，然后有什么看不懂的然后可以问他，然后他也开始教我，他说你自己可以跟神祷告。完了以后我就开始就是跟神祷告，但是真的很奇妙的是说我每次祷告呢是会有平安，真的是有平安在我心里。但是我还是不能理解复活，不能理解永生这回事，还是不能理解罪。因为我是家里是大孩子可能都知道，每个家庭大孩子就是比较乖，比较对，因为家长可能比较那个。然后我就觉得说我没犯过什么罪，我没有做过什么这种这个触法的事情，我说这个罪我也搞不清楚。后来是有一天就是神真的是在很奇妙的一个环境之下，我看到说真的是我有罪，而不是说因为我做了什么有罪，而是说其实我不认识这位神就是罪。就从那天开始，就神我就开始相信这位神，神就带领我，真的是像山里经常跟我讲那样子，他真的是每天跟我同在。虽然有的时候哈，跟安妮塔刚才说的，有时候你是感觉不到神的，但是我觉得有的不是说我们感觉不到神就不与我们同在，而是说有时候是我们自己离神很远，我们自己不知道神在哪里，是这样。然后我为什么来读神学呢？就是我有一次参加一个营会，有一个就牧师在讲道的时候，他在讲到中国现在的一个基督徒的发就是教会的发展的情况，他有说到说现在就是庄稼熟了，收割的工人很少。然后这句话呢当时就在我的心里咯噔了一下，我之前从来没想过我要读神学，我只是想说我跟神关系近一点就好，我没想过我自己要做什么样的侍奉。那然后这句话就在我心里，然后也很感谢我的姊妹哈，就是我的团契里面的姊妹跟我一起祷告，然后对呀、啊、就不细讲了，反正这后来的话我就申请了这个 神学院，然后到了这里，然后我也很高兴来这里参加到这里的聚会，让我感觉到真的是一个家庭的温暖。我又一次感觉到，就是神真的是每天与我同在，每天真的是就不管我在怎么样的境况底下，他就带领我。那然后，前两天师母给我打电话说要做个见证的时候，我就想，那这个信主的见证，这个呼召的见证，能给我带来什么呢？我就在想这个事情的时候，我就觉得说，神其实是告诉我们说，真的他在这个地上的作为哈，我在想我当时信主，像神底向我传福音的时候，他跟我讲这些东西我都不懂的，那我觉得说我不懂，他又跟我讲，那我在想他当时他根本上也没想到，因为他到我信主的时候他已经离开公司，他没见到我信主。那我就是说，我们有的时候我们传福音哈，我们就觉得说我们自己好像很没有力量，听的人好像，你看我都能想象，我当时听的时候越听往后面这个表情就越奇怪。那对于传福音的来说的话，我觉得会给他一个就是很没信心的一个感觉哈，他听你看这个人越来越走神了，越来越那个。但是其实是说，对，但是我觉得说神其实他真的是这样子，我们不管我们在传福音在做什么，就是在撒这个种的时候啊，其实并不是说我们能做什么，是神他真的是他自己让种子发芽，让种子这样子长大，对，不是我们自己能做什么。我就觉得说真的，然后的话也从这个事情呢，我就觉得说在以后我们真的跟别人讲福音，在哪怕别人不懂，像我一个哈无神论教育的根本不懂，像刚才我听大家那小孩们读圣经，他们从小他有这个概念，他可能未必能理解这种你不懂福音的这种概念哈，但是你真的不懂的话，你跟他讲哈，你简直就是讲天书一样，但是没关系，神会动工，我觉得就是这样子。谢谢大家，谢谢主。
好，感谢全方为我们做的见证。他在他来到这边也很喜欢我们教会，然后我们一起打扫的时候，我看他拿个扫把在外面扫哈，谢谢大家一起来帮忙。好，我们接下来我们就来唱一首诗歌，我们来回应我们今天所听到的，也为我们今天所听到的不管是背经或者是见证，我们献上感恩。我们来唱你信实何广大。来，
你心是何广大，神天父真神，你永远不离弃爱你的人，你永世不改变，满有怜悯恩，昔在今在永在，我主我神，你心是何广大，你心是何广大，心臣服今臣主爱与更新，我一切所需有你都预备，你心是何广大，现在我们
起来唱第二节来，
秋冬循环在中有收成，日月星辰时刻循归于心，天地宇宙万物统统作见证，诉说我主心事自爱有
你心事何广大，
你心事何广大，你心是何广大，今晨复今晨主爱日更新，我一切所需用你都已预备，你心是何广大，现在我身，你赦免我罪孽，赐我有平安，你超 光大，金蝉复金蝉，主爱日更新。我一切所需用你都已预备，你心事何光大，现在我你心事何光大，你心事何光大，你心事何光大，金蝉复金蝉，主爱日更新。我一切所需用你都已预备，你心事何，你心事，你心事何光大，你心事何光大。在我身，
是的，主耶稣，我们要来敬拜你，因为你的信实显在我们每一个人的身上。主啊，你的慈爱永不离开我们，你也应许你要与我们同在，直到世界的末了。所以我们在这里是有福的，主啊，我们在这里是有盼望的，我们在这里也是喜乐的，也是充满了平安在我们的里面，因为你永不离弃我们。我们谢谢你这样子爱我们，也谢谢你为我们舍命。我们把一切荣耀颂赞都归给你，我们谢谢主，靠耶稣基督得胜的名祷告，阿们。我们领受祝福，愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在，从今直到永远，阿们。请坐。